All right, Kiss Army, welcome to the Kiss FAQ podcast. Thank you for giving us your time today and letting us into your head. I hope we don't do any damage. This is a Kiss-related podcast by the board for the board. We hope that you enjoy.
All right, welcome to the Kiss FAQ podcast. Thank you for joining us live on a Saturday morning. We've got Daniel.
Hello.
He's part of the new ownership group, by the way.
Yeah.
69th Blizzard Ken.
Hello.
Marcus Almighty.
Greetings.
Who was frozen briefly. And we have a new member joining the panel. I'd like to introduce you to Lonnie. Welcome back, Lonnie. Good to see you after a little bit of a break.
What's up? Spring's my worst time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Life comes first, right? Real life. And then if there's time left over and the inclination, then we podcast. That's what it's about. I want to thank everyone who's joining us live. AB was on early. AB. Okay. Michael Tandro. Austin Newland, Bill Phelps, Super Fuzzy Mama. That was a fun one to try and read out fast. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the Pop House deal, just pontificating, spitballing. We don't have any more facts than were in the press release than anyone else. But before we do get into that, a couple pieces of news. It's done. It's out. Volume 2, Aerosmith on Tour, 1985 to 2000, is on Amazon exclusively. Now I can put all my life and energy into the next thing. Mark, you've also just announced, well, what have you announced?
Well, I've announced the vinyl pre-order for my latest Project Gemini album. It is now out in the ether, as they say. You just go to Project Gemini's Bandcamp page, which is just obviously, HTTP, projectgemini.bandcamp.com, and you can pre-order the album there. It's going very well. I'm very surprised how quickly the records are selling. At this point, I don't know how long it'll be till 100 are all gone, to be honest with you. They are available right now. And there's also one test pressing left. Those went pretty quickly as well. So if you're interested in a test pressing, you can get them as well. And I don't charge $100 for a test pressing. I only charge like $40. So that's probably why they go quickly. But yeah, I appreciate any support for anybody who's interested to grab a copy on my Bandcamp page. Thank you.
What color did you pick?
Violet is being the voted color for this time.
Oh, nice. So yeah. Check it out. Mark's going to type out. You should type out that link into the chat so that people can see it.
I wish I could. It won't let me do it. Every time you just.
You're not empowered. All yes. Right, we are talking this week. It is that the deal has been announced. It's probably been done for a while. So let's just jump in with a bit of reading. Pop House has today concluded a landmark agreement with the iconic band Kiss. Thank you, Captain Obvious. I did not know that they were iconic. Pop House is the Swedish entertainment and music investment firm renowned for its developments of brand-building activities in music and entertainment. That part should be highlighted, music and entertainment and brand building, such as the groundbreaking ABBA Voyage show, which ran in London, in which Pop House is the founding investor. Pop House has acquired, this is another very important part of this press release, Kiss's artist share of master recordings and publishing rights, subject to certain conditions and regulatory approvals. First of all, before we talk about all of that and dig into it, you know, what's your just overall reaction to the deal being done? There it is, spelled out in black and white. The deal has been concluded. Lonnie, you haven't gotten to speak in a very long time. I'm going to start with you.
Yes. Well, I feel like, well, it's great that it's done. We've been hearing that it was in the works for quite some time, I guess, for really the past year. Because I feel like it's been a year since we've gotten like an off the soundboard. I think we got that Mark St. John recording around this time last year. And that was it. It's been dry ever since. And what we've been hearing is that, oh, it's because this deal is in the work, this and that. And we're like, okay, well, when is that going to happen? When is that going to happen? Hey, here are the last 50 Kiss shows ever. No releases to go along with it, which we talked about. We thought was a missed opportunity. But I think I was kind of just like, okay, this deal that we've been hearing about is done. Finally. Okay, let's move on and see what comes of it. And, you know, I think it was just kind of like, like an exhale. Okay, it's done. Let's see what happens now.
Yeah, you know, very good point there. I mean, for me, it was a little bit like the final show in New York once I got over the shock of the avatars, was exhale. It's done. That's it. What about you? What were your thoughts when the announcement came out? What?
Your audio went
funny. Yeah.
My audio this time. Yeah, so Ken, what did you think of the announcement?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like Lonnie, I just thought, you know, it's been going on for a long time and we're just kind of waiting for something to happen. And yeah, I'm glad it's over. I don't feel one way or the other about it, like they should have sold their stuff or not, or and that sort of thing. I just want to, you know, let's get it out of the way and let's move on. Hopefully there'll be some progress in some of the releases that we're looking for. And the stuff that, you know, we hope to continue coming out. So yeah, I'm just kind of, yeah, it's finally over. Let's move on.
Mark, are you glad it's finally over? What a way to think as a KISS fan. I'm glad it's over.
Yeah, well, I mean, but you got to understand, I think that people equate this deal to everything being stalled. You know what I mean? Like people were thinking that until this happens, you know, we're not going to get anything new, right? So I'm glad it's done too, because, you know, obviously, you know, they were talking about it for so long that, you know, you're just not sick of hearing it, but you wanted it just to get done so that we can move forward and see what comes from it. You know, I found it extremely interesting, though. I think it was either Ken or you, Julian, posted on the board something like a comparative page with people that also have sold their stuff and what they've given up in the deal itself, right? And it's interesting to see how much actually they've given in that deal, because some artists. Didn't give away as much as KISS has given in their deal, which is interesting, you know, because it says here that KISS gave away their catalog and more, right, in there. But some people have, like Michael Jackson, only gave half his publishing, apparently. You know what I mean? So, like, old deals are not the same. It's not like once you've given up your stuff that it's the same thing, that you've lost everything. You can negotiate these things, but obviously KISS gave away everything, apparently. So, you know. Let's see what happens.
And that's good. That's going to be a big part of this discussion, Mark, because that's a load of hogwash.
Really?
Because it's not specified in the contract. But we'll talk about that, okay. You know, more. But I want to get Daniel's take as the resident Scandinavian on this podcast. You know, what are your thoughts of Pop House and where they've come from taking over KISS and the deal being done?
I don't know a lot about Pop House. I know that the Bjorn from ABBA is one of the main characters in that
operation,
in that group. Yeah, operation. Yeah, and I know they have a lot of money, and they spend it. I think they bought Cyndi Lauper's music for the same amount of money.
Yeah.
So really, not that big of an act, and maybe I don't know. Cyndi Lauper over here is kind of dead. No one listens to that stuff anymore, so I'm surprised that KISS was valued at the same amount of money. I would have thought they would have cost a bit more. And they've said a little bit about what they were going to do with Cyndi Lauper's music. And for KISS, I'm just kind of excited to see how they will get this amount of money back. What are they planning to do? We all know about the avatars, but is there really, like, how much did they sell it for? $3 million or whatever it was. Can they get that amount of money back? They have to have some other sort of plan in order to get the money back. So I'm looking forward to this discussion and see what you guys think. How will that organization get that amount of money back from this purchase? I have a hard time seeing them earning that much money from KISS nowadays. They need to attract some new fans, that's for sure.
Yeah, especially with the version one of the Fred Flintstone Gene Simmons avatar. They're not going to be earning money back. But we've also fallen into another trap here of mentioning amounts of money, because the press release from Pop House explicitly says the financial terms of the transaction are not being disclosed. So it's kind of hard to make an informed opinion from that perspective. Where does that $300 million figure come from? The only place I could find that it comes from is a unnamed source, which can mean anything that you want, on an AP report on this deal. So yeah, it's basically made up. So I've got a guest waiting in the green room. I think we better bring him on and get his opinion of how much the deal was actually worth.
$100 billion.
I think that's just as valid as anyone else throwing 300 million, 600 million, or any other fucking number. No one knows. The financial terms are not in there. But Mark, as someone who kind of is around the music industry, what is the importance of it simply being Kiss's artist share of master recordings and publishing rights? Are you able to translate that into something that the rest of us can understand?
Well, basically, if you're giving up your artist, your like your masters and your artist share, basically they can go and reproduce the records and all that stuff at their convenience and their leisure. And depending on how much, again, what they've given up in terms of, let's say, royalties, because I saw in some of these other contracts, some of these artists even give up their royalties in the deals as well. So if they sell a record, then those royalties that would normally go to Kiss would go to the people who own the rights now to it. So it's like if they own all the master recordings now, which I'm very sure they did, there's no way they're not going to take that in a deal. That just doesn't make any sense at all, right? Because reissuing records are what they've been mainly doing anyways, right? So they probably want to hop onto that train as well. So I'd guess that's one of the things that they're looking to do, maybe do some different versions of the records, who knows? But owning those master recordings is a big thing.
Lonnie wants to buy another copy of Revenge really bad, yeah, since he hasn't been able to buy any new Kiss product in a year.
Because the ironic thing is that when you look at bands like Motley Crue and stuff like that, they went the opposite route. They didn't want to give up their shit. They wanted their shit back, right? So that they could have control of it. Because, you know, they didn't like, because that's the other thing too. A lot of bands, what they don't like is when you give up that stuff, all of a sudden you hear like Deuce on like a deodorant commercial or something, you know, and they have no say on it, right? So they could be playing Detroit Rock City for a Depends underwear commercial and Kiss can't say shit, right? So that's where you had to be careful, because when you give up stuff, you've given it up, right? They can do whatever the hell they want with your music, right?
I think Motley Crue made a pretty good deal. They bought it back during the grunge era when no one cared about Motley Crue. And then they made a whole lot of money once again on the brand.
He's smart. You can say what you want, but yeah.
Yeah, and then they've just reissued the same damn albums over and over again because they really don't have that much other material in the vaults. Now, Kiss sold off their publishing in 1989 to Hori America Publishing Limited, whatever, the Hori Pro deal. So they don't own that. Their rights are only their share of the rights of the masters. It's owned by Universal Music. They've got nothing. All they've got is blocking rights, and you know, to a certain extent, Universal has much more power than them. Ken, you know, 300 million. Let's move on, actually, Kevin, to the next part of this, because I want to get your thoughts on, you know, working closely with Kiss, Pop House will follow its unique value add approach. Is working with Kiss going to be a big problem? Because if you've sold your publishing rights, your intellectual property, the fucking trademarks, those are the gold.
Yeah.
You know, is Kiss going to be able to screw things up? And will they?
You know, I don't know. I mean, we don't see the contract. They must have some kind of yay or nay on some stuff still. But I think for the most part, they're just going to let it go. And I think the Pop House will do some things. I think Pop House is going to be more about probably not the merch itself or the, you know, record side of things. That's going to be Universal. Pop House is going to be more about those avatar things and maybe development, you know, maybe, you know, movies, videos, maybe in that era, you know, area of things. I still think, yeah, Kiss or Gene and Paul have a stake in it where they can, you know, if they don't like something, it's not going to come out. If they think it's going to embarrass them or whatever.
How?
I think they'll have a stake in it. That's just, you know, and anyway, this is all speculating, you know, just like a lot, like the amount of $300 million. I think it's probably more than that, obviously, based on what you're talking about of the brand and everything. It's a bigger money maker than those other, some of those other artists for sure.
But just before you go on to something, I just want to just quickly to say one thing and I'll shut up. The whole thing that I don't understand about this is that, and if you could be right, Ken, maybe they do have a stake in this, but this is the thing that confuses me, is that what company would want to buy something like this for huge money and then still have the old owner say, but I still can come in and say what I want and stop it? I don't think any company would want that, to say, listen, either you give us everything or you don't give us everything, you know? That's all I'm saying.
Who knows Kiss better than Kiss?
But, yeah, but they
don't care about that. They say, if you want to sell it to us, then sell it to us, you know?
But I think the same deal was made with George Lucas somewhat, with Star Wars, if you remember Disney.
That's right.
Yeah, and they said Lucas is still around and he will have some input. But did he really have any input? I'm not too sure. He played a pretty anonymous role in the things they released after they bought the stuff. So
I could be wrong, but I'm saying
I think it's more for us as fans feeling that, well, Gene and Paul is still in this, but I'm not too sure how much they will be involved in the actual products.
I think Daniel brings up a good point with the George Lucas aspect, that episodes 7, 8, and 9 were not Lucas's scripts. There were scripts for 7, 8, and 9. And they were not Lucas's version of what he wanted. Disney took that and made it their own, to steal a terrible line. But I think that Kiss will be involved to a certain extent. But from what it sounds like, for that amount of money, I would still want creative control of what we're doing. Hey, you can be here and you can kind of be around, kind of like Lucas is with the Star Wars things that's going on. But hey, you sold, so we're going this direction now.
Yeah, how many corporations fire a CEO or a president of the corporation but retain them as a consultant? You still want to rely on the people who have a very specific area of expertise in order to use them as a sounding board. And I think Gene made a very nice quote that was posted in the AP article. And he said, collaboration is exactly what it's about. It would be remiss of the thing that we created to abandon it. And I'm going to leave out the fucking gymnasium unless the deal has as many zeros as letters in that word. He continues, people might understand and think, okay, now Pop House is doing that stuff and we're just in Beverly Hills twiddling our thumbs. No, that's not true. We're in the trenches with them. We talk all the time. Those phone calls might get less and less frequent, Gene, but, you know, enjoy the calls while they last. We share ideas. Paul Stanley and I, especially with this band, will stay committed to this. This is our baby. This is kind of the ultimate reward for 50 years of work. I mean, how many of us would like to put in a career's worth of effort and then make a deal and get to stay on as a consultant? And, and who knows what the other ramifications of that deal may be. Lonnie, does that sound appealing?
I think in 50 years, if I sell, I don't know how much involvement I'm going to want to have.
Exactly.
I think I'm going to want to watch. I think, okay, I'm going to call it a day and do as little as possible. That's me.
Sail off into the sunset.
Exactly. But I didn't create, so I mean, I saw alarms. I didn't create KISS. So if I created something like
hey, if every time an alarm goes off, $50 drops into your lap, I mean,
right.
Are you going to snort at that?
KISS alarm. We need a KISS alarm.
Yeah.
Come on, Lonnie.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know how much involvement I'd want to have, but if I created something as changing as KISS, hey, maybe I would want to still be involved at the end of the day. Because, I mean, obviously Gene and Paul are very proud of what they've created.
Yeah, and rightfully so. Oh, here's another great comment from Lars here. Disney just wanted to use Lucas's name, he thinks. And I think the same absolutely applies to this. Who would not want to be able to put the KISS logo and brand on a barbecue, on something absolutely amazing that's not been done before, like toilet paper,
barbecue,
or Hello Kitty. I mean,
yeah, I'm not. That's an American way of thinking. I think this is a Scandinavian brand that has bought KISS, and I think there will be more focus on music, avatars, movies, and not a whole lot of toilet paper.
Come on,
I don't
USA,
see that coming from
USA.
No, we're more into cultural things than
like
branding stuff and selling you shit. So I'm not too sure about the merchandising. If the Swedish company is calling the shots, I think there will be more focus on music, avatars, movies, stuff like that, and not like KISS condoms and stuff like that. That's very American.
Like IKEA, with the furniture kits that are always missing one screw.
Then you have to buy it. That's perfect.
And what is IKEA also? Is not IKEA also famous for selling meatballs?
Yes.
Cheap meatballs.
What? Is that any different than KISS? Their core business is assemblage furniture and design, but you can also get meatballs.
Yeah, we'll see. Right.
Daniel's protecting his Swedish heritage here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one of the other things that's come out of this is also a fear for tribute bands. Is Pop House going to come down? Intellectual property is gold. The faces are trademarked. I've been lucky with some of the books that I've done that they could, I guess, if they wanted to, kill some of those designs. Using a photograph is a different matter than having a design based on a trademarked, and I recognize that. Lonnie, tribute bands.
Sure.
You have any fear of a change in... Do you fear change, Lonnie? Do you fear change?
I don't fear change. Change is inevitable. But I also think that, I don't know. I mean, because I think KISS viewed tribute bands for the longest time as, well, they're just out there promoting us at the end of the day. So, let them have their thing. It's not like they're out there making a killing or anything like that. So let them do their things, promote us, and then we're going to tour. Hey, I saw that KISS tribute band or whatever, let's go see the real thing. Or, because tribute bands are a way too, is I think dads to take their kids to something maybe on a lower scale that, hey, let's do this. And it's not going to be ridiculously expensive. And I can introduce you to KISS. And then when KISS comes back in the town a year or two later, oh, we can get, lawn tickets or something like that. And I can take my kid to see him as like a rite of passage thing. Will this company feel differently? I don't know.
You're putting Mark to sleep, it seems.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm just reading something.
Mark apparently Mark hasn't missed me on the show.
I've missed Lonnie. Come on.
We've all missed him. Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to see what their stance is on it. I think KISS always turned a blind eye to it, but things may be different. I mean, we sold the makeup rights. They might take a different stance on
it. What do you think they will do with the makeup? I think that's a big thing. If you can do something cool with the makeup thing, I think they can earn some money on that. But I don't know how they will get money back from this deal. I don't see it. But the makeup is a strong thing.
The question, Daniel, is what can they do that the KISS hasn't already done with it? You know, I mean, they've done already Halloween masks and makeup kits and all this other stuff. What will the Swedish brains there come up with that's new and fresh? Come on, that's what you got to think.
Yeah, well, they need to create something new, something bigger, something that we've never seen.
Avatars.
Is that? Do you think there's that amount of money in Avatars superhero in the future? Cartoon. Maybe it is. Cartoons, maybe?
Superhero cool kind
well,
of
that
cartoon.
I can see. But the Avatar thing, I've never been sold on that. I mean, I know people say that the Ava one did really good and stuff, but honestly, until people mentioned it, I've never heard anything about it at all. Like, nowhere. Not
wouldn't, you rather, go and see a hot new band than go and see an Avatar band that existed like...
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I wouldn't go see a.
But of course, I would. I would go and see Elvis. Elvis Avatar. I would go and see Elvis and maybe Elvis. Michael Jackson. But Kiss, I don't know how many people would go and attend that show. ABBA was way bigger than Kiss back in the day. I think
much bigger.
Ken, you and I did an episode. I think it was you and I did the ABBA episode, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
Yeah, and we got savaged for that. But ABBA had been gone 40 years. Before they came back, they always had a very strong catalog with the greatest hits packages, with Mamma Mia as well being kind of a perfect primer. Benny and Bjorn's projects over the years, just absolutely incredible. So they were gone. I mean, is the Avatar, Ken, enough to retain your interest, or do you need more from this? If it's only visuals, like a biopic, a documentary, and the Avatars, which are the only three properties that they've mentioned so far as forthcoming. Does that hold your interest?
It holds my interest. I mean, I understand that KISS is not touring that anymore. That's it. Maybe I'll be able to go see, you know, Gene or something and his band at some point and that sort of thing. It holds enough of my interest. I know it's going to be different. Will I see the KISS Avatars when they finally do it? I would for sure go once. Yeah. Depending on how it is, I think it would be interesting. And it's more about the music anyway. I just want more music. And if they can, this company allows Universal to release these box sets that, you know, they've been working on, and future box sets of unreleased music, you know, demos, different takes, unreleased songs and all that stuff. That's the most important still. It's always, again, it always goes back to the music for me. That's the most important thing. The other things are kind of just little extra bonus, you know, things, you know, a movie on KISS, you know, a biopic and the other stuff, maybe a cartoon supposedly is coming, and whatever else. Those are just bonus things that are cool. But what keeps me interested is music that I haven't heard, or video or concert footage I haven't seen. I don't know what's going to happen regarding all that. You know, who really owns that stuff?
But if Universal still owns the music, what does this really change?
That they now have to go to IKEA for permission
to release. IKEA, yeah. Can I release this? No, you got to put an extra screw in there.
No, you're gonna need another Allen wrench.
Okay.
No, because I don't know how the deals are structured, and none of us do. But if Universal had to get approval from Gene and Paul, and Gene and Paul had the power to stop all projects from happening while these negotiations were being finalized, what does that now mean? That does Pop House have that same power that Universal will have to work with Pop House, and vice versa? It's a two-way street between rights holders and owners and those who have the musical rights. It's a big fucking mess, if anything. And do they then have to talk to their consultants? Oh, Gene, would you mind if Universal releases such and such a demo?
But I think Pop House needs Universal, because Pop House, I mean, that's a company that they own like buildings and other stuff. they need someone who knows how to promote music, and if they can get a good relationship with Universal and work together, I think it can be quite interesting. But I think they can. I think they need Universal in order to promote and get the stuff out, and you know, the know-how. Universal should have some know-how, but I don't think these new buyers have that know-how. They haven't really been into the industry for that long, so I'm hoping that they can collaborate together.
They need somebody. To me, they need Pop House needs a. Someone from Kiss, or not Kiss, from Kiss, but well, you know, someone the knowledge of Kiss's history, you know, the fan, you know, some fans, bit, you know, huge. Depending on what they're going
to. Are you looking for a new job? Ken is looking for a new job.
Yeah, they have. this seems like an open position. I'll apply for it.
But this seems like just such a huge mess now. The more we're talking about it, it seems so. You know, I have to go to this guy for this, and this has to go. You know what?
We don't know how it's structured, Mark. So,
right. Yeah, but that's true. But I'm saying from what we've been discussing now, if this is true, what we're talking about now, which maybe it's probably not, but if it was this way, it just seems like a complete colossal mess. You know, I mean, I have to go to him to ask for this, and no, you can't do that. But this guy can overrule that, and it's like the whole thing. I would normally think is that you're going to buy it, you own it now. And then now you can do whatever hell you want. I mean, a lot of these bands, from what I understand, I know the Bowie camp, they sold off their stuff. And I'm sure that they who do they go to for that? I mean, I don't think there's nobody left in Bowie's family except for maybe his wife, you know, to go to. But I don't think she has any involvement in his musical catalog. So once that got sold, that's all in their control now, and they do whatever they want with it now. I mean, once you keep people in there, and I understand it, you know, who knows Kiss better than Kiss. But, I mean, if that was the case, then, you know, why did they bother selling it? You know, I mean, they obviously wanted out. They wanted to kind of enjoy their retirement, I would like to think, you know, and that's why they got rid of their stuff, and, you know, they got big money out of it, so... I don't know.
But have you been following the other bands that have sold their rights? Has there been any great ideas or new projects that have popped up?
Well, I know from Bowie's end that they did a lot of these fantastic box sets that I loved. Buy their stuff. They've reissued a lot of their stuff, and I'm a big buyer of those things, right? And you know,
the Prince Estate is a good example as well.
Sorry, was that?
The Prince Estate.
Oh yeah, Prince too, right? And obviously, you know, even the Jimi Hendrix Estate. Look how much stuff was reissued from the Jimi Hendrix Estate.
They've milked that fucking catalog far as it could be milked. And I mean, that's probably a good example for Kiss.
Is it more reissues, new?
Yeah,
new versions of old stuff,
music that's been in the vaults.
But Bowie,
you can also look at Michael Jackson as an example of an estate that I don't think has done a fantastic job of leveraging that past catalog, because a lot of the best things that have been known to exist have not been released because of the number of parties involved in it. I think with Gene and Paul as consultants, I think that's a certain amount of face saving, to be perfectly honest. I think logistically, when you have that VP or president of a company who becomes an honorary, you know, after they're booted out, retained as a consultant, it just means that they're still there, but they don't have as much say. And when they do start trying to sway things, they find out that the language of the agreement is such. But again, we don't know what the fucking language is to even be able to kind of comment on it.
Yeah.
But where do you think the biggest money is for this new owner? What should they do in order to make as much money as possible?
On the Kiss brand? I think they should do. You know what's sorely lacking? What every time we do this stream, Daniel, what do people keep saying on here all the time? They're like, where's my Kissology 4? Where's my Kiss? Mm-hmm. People want video, you know? And that's one thing that they probably have tons of in the vault, but have never, don't touch anything with it. I mean, that's the one thing with the Bowie thing. They brought out a lot of these docu things, like that Moon Age Daydream thing that they released for Bowie.
How did Bowie release that? Was it on streaming services, or was it like you bought
Blu-rays
the stuff
that came out?
Is there a market for DVD and Blu-rays?
No, there isn't really.
No, okay, okay, but
streaming platforms,
that,
Lonnie.
Yeah, you can do it Netflix. On streaming as well, right?
Largo 75, live and in color, enhanced, now streaming exclusively on Netflix. Or Kobo,
I think Netflix
Three Nights
is
in Kobo 76, streaming on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I think streaming.
Start finding where your customers are consuming their digital media as much as possible. You know, sign up for a website where you can follow the creation process of the Avatar project as it's, you know, trundles its way towards, 2027. I think the most important thing that they need to focus on financially is the very first product that is whatever it is. It's not going to be avatars. It's not going to be biopic. It's not going to be documentary. I hope there has to be something with the amount of timelines that are required to bring the rest of those products to fruition. So there has to be something that is a result of the Pop House Kiss partnership or collaboration available to consumers in order to, number one, serve as a very golden advertisement of the strength of this arrangement and get the buy-in and interest of both the press, music press, and us.
Isn't that what, I mean, when ABBA went, they did the album, right? And that was kind of a new album. It was kind of a launch, and they kind of then showed how they were, you know, filming their, you know, their motions, body motions, all that stuff, which Kiss already kind of blew on, you know, back in December. But that's what they did. And they put that album, you know, they put an album out. Is that, you know, going to happen? I mean, because there was the mention of Kiss doing a couple of songs, new songs, in one of the articles. You know, I don't know. Did that come from Pop House? The guy talking at Pop House? I don't know. I can't remember now.
AI generated new Kiss songs.
No. We don't need that. But I just think, you know, that was, you know, something that maybe that they're going to do something like that, a couple new songs to go with it, to gain interest in it and then show it. And then we'll put it out, you know, whenever. But I know that other mention about, you know, ABBA is moving to Las Vegas, or that show is going to go to Las Vegas. I just told you last week, I said, I see Kiss, if they do this, they should do it in Vegas.
But Ken, so
now, if they're going to Vegas, they can use the same facility for ABBA for Kiss.
Sure.
And
no.
Maybe future, you know.
No, you guys are forgetting one thing. ABBA is like 100 times bigger than Kiss. They can't put the same numbers to Kiss with ABBA. There's no way.
I don't know.
No way.
In Vegas, though? I don't think so.
Music sales-wise, yeah, but as a show itself?
As a show, I agree.
Who puts on a better show?
Look, at you, let me put it like this.
Kiss puts on a better
Kiss,
show.
If Kiss, wait, hang on a second. If Kiss came out now and said, okay, we're going to come back and tour again, okay, promoters, give us an offer. If ABBA, the remaining ABBA people said, we're going to come out and go tour again, who do you think is going to get a bigger tour offer?
They haven't toured in over 50 years.
Apples and oranges.
But it doesn't matter. We're talking about money here. Right. We're talking about,
if Kiss hadn't toured in 50 years, they would, like, people be coming out of the woodwork. It's kind of like the reunion when it happened they had a reunion in 96. It'd been so long since, you know, Kiss with makeup. And that was huge. It was the biggest tour of the year.
Okay.
ABBA waited already until now. That's why it's the only thing you're going to get is the avatars, because ABBA's never going to go on tour.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But Kiss is saying now that they're not going to tour again now either, too, right?
No, they're not, of course.
No, we're talking avatars versus avatars. We're not talking about touring anyway.
Yeah, no, I know that, but I'm saying that even still, I think if you were to compare the two, I still think that there's more interest in an ABBA thing, even though I have no interest in the ABBA.
ABBA's got the hits, the catalog, the music that got hit on the radio. Kiss.
Don't get me wrong, I love Kiss. You know, I'm just saying that I can't see them doing the same business.
They have the show. The Kiss got the show. They can do all kinds of things with with the show.
Well, I guess
there could be new music easily. By the way, there are multi tracks because I've actually held them of unreleased songs.
That could be
finished. I'm not special. I fucking found it.
But Julian, they're trying to make money. How many people will buy unreleased stuff from Kiss? Of course, us, the diehards, but not the general public.
And we're what?
They need to do something, no, and the only songs they can do something with in order to make make money. Maybe I Was Made for Loving You or Rock and Roll All Night. Do something with those two songs. The rest is unknown to the general public.
Yeah.
Okay, but now you have the opportunity. And again, just using some of these multi-tracks that exist, some of them have vocals, some do not have vocals, but some do have lyrics and some do not. What you now have is an opportunity to take Kiss as a backing group or musicians and to combine all of that stuff in a hybrid rather than relying on AI abomination. So remember, Def Leppard has done with Tim McGraw, I Lose Track. Kelly Clarkson's done shit with rock bands. Bon Jovi's done stuff with artists. And you have all these R&B hip-hops who do songs featuring so-and-so and so-and-so and blah, blah. So it means that you could, with the, remember how everyone was screaming in 2012, was it, about Freak? Oh, they should do that with Lady Gaga.
Right. Mm,
yeah.
That is now a possibility. And who, you know, who is hot, who wants to cross over, who is universal pimping, or who does Pop House want to promote from the European angle as an up-and-coming artist to come in and do a song with Kiss? And it could legitimately be, is that any less legitimate than, say, Sir Paul McCartney doing Now and Then? Now that the technology is good enough to take some old, less than high-quality non-multi-tracks and to create stems in order to do similar. I mean, would none of you guys be interested in a Lady Gaga and Kiss collaboration? Well, it's probably too late.
I wouldn't be, but I think there's something there for the general public. If you could push, like, I Was Made for Loving You or Rock and Roll All Night with a hot artist, I think that could make some money. And you have to make money somehow. And I think focusing on Rock and Roll All Night, I Was Made for Loving You, doing something with that, that could actually generate some money.
Yeah, they wouldn't have invested in Kiss or wanted to buy their thing if they didn't think there was really, that they really weren't going to make some make money.
And that's a good point, Ken, because I can't see them going in and just blindly just saying, oh yeah, here's $300 million. We'll figure it out later. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure that they have some sort of game plan going in, what that is. But because what I'm curious about is Daniel made an excellent point, too, that saying that this is a company that deals with, you know, real estate and other kinds of things as well, which is their bread and butter, probably, you know, because land is huge money, obviously, right? So, but what is their expertise? What will they use their expertise now with Kiss, and how will they apply that to Kiss's, you know,
maybe that Cleveland Kiss world will finally happen.
Ooh, there you go.
There you go.
Imagine that. Make an actual Kiss world.
You know, the company, Björn, they have this ABBA museum in Stockholm. And I think Björn, one of the members of ABBA, he bought the hotel next to the ABBA museum. So he now owns the museum and the hotel next to it as a member of this pop, what's they called, pop art?
Pop house.
So that's the way to go. Maybe have some Kiss thing and they then buy the hotel next to it and then generate some money. Mini golf.
But they can make a museum like that, maybe make a similar museum for Kiss. There's a lot of merchandise and stuff that you can show there, too, right?
I've actually been to the ABBA Museum, and it was quite fun, I would have to say. It was like pretty similar to a Kiss convention in 95. You had all the mannequins, but way more things. You could go in and record stuff with backing vocals and record a song. And
that's cool.
Loads of instruments and of course, the history, and you can go and listen to the history. And in the cellar, they had like all of these rock and roll guitars. I think I saw an Ace guitar down there, or maybe it was a Jimi Hendrix guitar. So it's a great museum. If you ever go to Sweden, Stockholm, you have to go to the ABBA Museum. It's a great museum.
And the Vasa.
That'd go for sure.
Yeah, the Vasa is, of course, even cooler.
Nice. That's on my bucket list.
It was sunk in the 1600s, and it's still in pristine quality because of the way the water is over here.
You know, the Pop House, they do, I guess, own that trademark now. Yeah, they can slap it on all kinds of things and make a lot of money, which Kiss was already doing anyway. From that standpoint, you know, they see the money there, not just the avatar thing, but I think they see that brand, that logo, has the ability to continue selling, putting on certain types of product and so on. Yeah.
But is this simply the biggest grift? Kiss is somewhat legendary for having their licenses on just about everything else, where the people who are purchasing those licenses,
sure,
speak for a minute, are taking all the fiscal risk. They pay Kiss up front. Kiss cannot lose. Now,
yeah,
a monster book and all of that shit ends up in a warehouse because no one's buying that stupid thing. You have Australia, 1980, how many vendors making trinkets for billions of people suddenly found out that there was only thousands, not billions. You know, there's been a lot of, you know, products over those 5,000 licenses or whatever it is,
sure,
that have been garbage, but Kiss did not lose.
Right.
What's the latest product you bought from Kiss? Do you remember?
Me?
Lonnie. Yeah, you can start with Julian.
No, Lonnie. Go to Lonnie.
I would like to hear if Lonnie bought any dolls lately.
I have not. Dolls lately. I know I showed off my doll collection one week on here.
It's a classic.
But I have not, though, because I don't know. I mean, I didn't buy those makeup kits that everybody was showing off the last week or so. They got those. Like, that doesn't interest me. No. And I know that was for some people, and some people were excited about it, but you know, honestly, the merchandising has really kind of waned. Actually, I don't think it has been as good in the last few years.
So, Pop House needs to know how you think, Lonnie, in order to make you buy their stuff.
Right? That's exactly right. They need to get a guy like me more engaged in the merchandising, because it has waned actually in the recent years. It hasn't been as good as it once was. And maybe it's me too. There was a certain point that I thought I needed to have everything they were putting out there, and I don't feel that way anymore.
Yeah.
But
I agree with Lonnie. Yeah.
So I just think it needs to be better. I think the interview with Doc, you know, with Mike had a week or two ago, talking about, well, we're going to up our game. We're going to take it to the next level. We actually really need to do that, because I think that it has been just crap that they've been putting out recently, and I think they're able to put out crap because there are people out there that think, well, I need to buy any new product they put out. I need to buy it because I'm the biggest Kiss fan. You know what I mean? Because there's plenty of Kiss fans out there like that. That, well, I'm a bigger fan than you, so I have to buy this new product just because. So, I think that the merchandise game does need to step up a level. So, and I think we're gonna see that, because $300 million, like Daniel said, they got to get that money back somehow, some way.
Yeah,
I think most of us, some of you guys buy the reissues of vinyl. Some of you guys buy, I don't really know what else, T-shirts, merchandise from the concerts you attended. There are no more concerts. We got all the T-shirts we need. And I would say we got almost all the reissues we need as well. So they need to think in a different way. They need to put something else. I actually bought a Gene Simmons action figure for a few days ago. So I'm guilty as charged. You know that Creatures version they released? It was called Creatures, but he looks like he's in the Dynasty or Unman. Yeah, kind of cool. I got it pretty cheap, so I had to get it. I know Julian, he's not a fan of the action figures.
I'm just not interested in them. I'm not interested in a lot of Kiss merch. I've never bought much of it. It's just not my thing. But they dropped the ball in December, as far as I'm concerned, with the avatars. You know, so whatever they need to do, they need to do it right. And I think they have a good idea coming in. no matter what the amounts of money are, I'm sure they're large amounts of money, especially to my thinking. So whether it's 300 or a billion or, you know, 100 million, whatever, it's still a lot of money. And I think they do have a very good idea of where they want to go. But I am concerned that they are only talking about the visual side of things at the moment, the biopic, the avatars, and the documentary. Because I was just like, what do we need another fucking documentary for? We've just had the A&E thing, which was pretty dire in terms of objectivity and selective, you know, resonation. Do I want a 10-part documentary on KISS? Do I want a Peter Jackson experience where I'm watching a waxworks of AI-enhanced footage? I don't think KISS even has that sort of footage. I know they're working on a documentary of the end of the road, but I lived the end of the road. So, I mean, how interesting is that to me? Well, it'll need to be interesting for me to see it because, again, I didn't go and see Detroit Rock City in the cinema. I didn't go and see Kiss Vegas in the cinema. I didn't go and see Kissology in the cinema. So,
no one else did either.
They can still release that. They can still release that documentary that was made that Kiss held back. I would think now if they want to, you know, if the new company somehow can own that, they could potentially release it. What was the guy's name?
Alan Parker.
Alan Parker. Yeah, I'd love to see that. Because that was probably the most honest documentary that we would see.
How do you know?
I'm just...
He's the voice of reason, goddammit.
Because Gene and Paul blocked it. That's why I know, you know. I think that was the reason.
That's a good point, because why would they block it unless there's something that... Yeah, because unless there's something that was said that they don't want people to, you know, hear about and or makes them look in a bad light, then of course they're going to block it, right?
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see every podcast under the sun. This is the topic for every KISS podcast
probably this week
and possibly next. But again, there are so few real details known at this point. Mike Branvold did his regular music business podcast with Jay Gilbert the other day and did do a short episode on this, talking about it from kind of the music business perspective. Again, I can't wait to see how this kind of plays out. Here we go. Got comments. Yeah, Alan did. I think he did a Slade documentary. He's done a bunch. So, you know, do check him out. Some of them are streaming. Some of them are not. He did a Beatles one. So video streaming services. I mean, if you were the boss right now, what would be the first thing that you think Pop House needs to do? Let's just go around because I need to wrap up and get out to the airport. Daniel. What's your pick of thing to be done?
I think strike a deal with one of the streaming services. That would be my first thing. Strike a deal with maybe Netflix. It's big over here. I think you watch it over there in America as well. And when you strike that deal, you could release. I saw just the other day that they ventured into sports for, I think, the first time. This big thing about Mike Tyson making a comeback at 58, I think he is. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a boxing fan as well. So he's fighting this YouTuber, and they're going to show that on Netflix. And that's going to be huge. I just hope Mike Tyson kills that other guy.
I'm watching. I can't wait.
I think it's kind of cool. So if KISS could get on Netflix... Then maybe you could release concerts, documentaries, movies, and so on. So you need to strike a deal with one of the big streaming services, and I would go for Netflix.
The A&E biography was on Prime, so, you know.
Yeah.
Lonnie.
I think that, you know, there's just certain things that I think KISS fans have been clamoring for years that I think, I hope happen at this point. I think Daniel brings up a good topic with the Netflix thing. The spinning our wheels and just re-releasing different colored vinyl. We need to do something different. it needs a fresh approach than what we've been getting for the last 5-6 years. So, and I know Ken's hopeful about box sets. I mean, I don't think this deal means that we're just going to automatically get every box set that we've ever wanted. I don't think that's going to be the case, unfortunately. I think I agree with Daniel. I think the streaming service thing, because Kiss is the most visually exciting band that, you know, let's put out some kind of streaming type service where fans can sign up and Kiss can keep getting our money and we pay the subscription every month so that we can see these archival shows released on a grand scale.
No, thanks a lot for raining on the parade.
Sorry,
all the things we're not gonna say.
Well, and, come on, let's be realistic.
I think, again, like I said, you know, I'm the optimistic one. I think those box sets that they've started working on, I know they have, that they'll probably, you know, Universal be able then to go to Pop House and say, hey, this is what we've done. Here's the product. You know, can we go ahead and release it with, you know, the Kiss name on it, of course, which is going to be, you know, Pop House owning. I think they're going to say, yeah, this looks good. You know, the other ones, you know, maybe sold well or made money. If they made money, if they're going to make money, I think Pop House is going to say, yeah, go ahead. Let's do it. You know, if they're putting out a good product. So just from that standpoint, I think we're going to get something. I think they have to get a first album box set out this year. It's just still the 50th anniversary year. To me, they got to get it out. One way or another, and hopefully it won't take long for them to do something like that.
Yeah, I just hope that whatever deal was done included all that shit that Paul Stanley was teasing, reels of him,
Wicked Lester,
so reel, because those are all pre-contract. So that's shit that they own. They have full control over it. It was not grandfathered in, like the Kiss
and
demo.
Right, okay. And that's the stuff where Kiss still has that warehouse they own, right? Of all
they've emptied it, apparently. I read it online, so it must be true that they'd emptied the warehouse. We're doing another auction, so it must be true.
You're shattering Ken's dreams.
Is that why Gene stopped his own auction site?
I don't know. I'd love to know if all of his shit, you know, because again, the vault.
They're doing something different, right? He said they're going to do something different regarding all his stuff.
I want to see.
So maybe that's going to be a big Kiss auction again or something like that.
Was all of the stuff that he's done outside of Kiss musically, you know, asshole for what it's worth, the songs that he plays with other bands.
Yeah, that'll sell well.
Yeah,
but it is still product, Mark. And the more product you have, the more pennies you earn, and the more
pennies you earn,
the more they add up into streams.
At this point, though, listen, if they want to get their money back quick, just go to the stuff that's going to bring in the money right away.
Get money back on a Kiss box set.
I'm not talking about a box set. I'm just saying, go put out something simple now just to start getting something, anything back right now. Because, I mean, when you go into with that deep of pockets with that stuff, I mean, you want to start seeing something coming back as soon as possible. I mean, you know, do stuff that you know that's going to go, even if it's just the diehards for now, you know. At least there's something coming back, and like do some of these unreleased concerts, put them out, or do something just where people will, you know, that they'll go and pay for it now while you think about the big thing that you're going to drop on everybody and hope that you get more than just the diehard Kiss fans. Because if this plan, it was just to appease the diehard fans only, then they're going to have a long time to bring back that $300 million, you know?
Yeah, they need to find new Kiss fans. They need to attract a new audience. We're all dead in 20, 25 years, so they need to find other people that can buy stuff. And, you know, Gene Simmons' unreleased songs will not bring in any new fans.
Shame on you. All right, Mark.
It's the truth.
Mark, did you say what you wanted to see?
Yeah, I said what I wanted to see.
Okay, well, I'll say what I want. I agree with Ken. I want those fucking box sets done. I just want music. I don't care about avatars at this point. I don't know anything about them. I don't know what it's going to be. I only want the stuff that I enjoy, which is generally music.
So. Yeah, but we're a dying breed.
Yeah, there we are. All right. I want to thank everyone who's taken the opportunity to join us today, who's chimed in with your comments and your thoughts while we pontificated about that, which we know nothing about because there aren't very many details about. But there we go. Why should we be different than the AP reporter? Because we've got friends who say it was worth $300 million, so therefore it must be true.
Right.
It's online. You know, just wait and see what happens. It's going to be an exciting time. I think the most important takeaway from all this that it is done. And now it's just a matter of hurry upping and waiting to see what Pop House do with it. I think it is in good hands. They've obviously shown that they have vision and creativity and talent and quality attached to them. So it'll be an exciting time for those of people who still love Kiss and still want to have the prospect of new Kiss stuff, whatever it may be. Well, buckle up and hurry up and wait. But for now, from Lonnie, from Mark, Ken, Daniel and myself, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for spending time listening to the KISS FAQ podcast today. All sales are final. There are no refunds. If you'd like, look us up on Facebook or come over to the KISS FAQ message board and discuss the topic we've broadcast today. Don't forget to rate us on iTunes, Spreaker, or wherever you've listened to the show. We hope you'll join us again.
Get the KISS barbecue now from...